that must be a lot of pressure on the guy who's building this new car. And so when I went to Ford and I met, you know, the chief engineer of the car, Dave Parasek, I immediately knew that he would be a fantastic subject for a film, because it's a man who's incredibly passionate about what he does. He's a Mustang expert. I mean, he grew up with Mustangs on his walls, and now he is the chief engineer. It's just like the most perfect setup for a guy who now is responsible for bringing Mustang into the future. And I was also blown away by how much work goes into building a new car. You know, I think a lot of people may have this idea that, you know, oh yeah, you make a 3D model in the computer and then you get print and then the car comes out of the assembly line. There's so much more to it that people don't know about, be it the clay models, the every individual part of the car, 2,000 parts that are all new for the 2015 Mustang, all have to be individually designed, tested, and fine-tuned, and then mass-produced so they can make it to the assembly line on time, so that all these pieces, these 2,000 parts, are all there, and then a car can come off of this assembly line and drive, literally drive into the sunset. It's this incredible thing that I thought was a great opportunity to kind of pull the curtain back and reveal that. And then I was blown away by the story of Lee Iacocca, who I'd heard of, but didn't really realize how dramatic the efforts were to build the original Mustang. And especially in the wake of the failure of the Edsel, it was an incredibly risky proposition for Ford. And through sheer force of will and kind of wiliness, you know, Lee Iacocca got this car, you know, with his team, got this car into production. And then there's, of course, the World's Fair reveal in 1964, which was just such a huge deal, and it really just blew everyone away. And so, you know, it's probably such a cool story to kind of tell the story of Lee Iacocca building the original Mustang in parallel with Dave Parasek, who has to hold that legend on his shoulders and take it into the future, would make for a terrific film. And that's kind of how we got started.